This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A major earthquake struck western Haiti on Saturday and was felt across the Caribbean, and some people fled their homes for fear that buildings might collapse. The magnitude 7 earthquake struck about 150 kilometers west of the capital, Port-au-Prince, at a depth of 10 kilometers, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The country is still recovering from a magnitude 7 earthquake closer to the capital 11 years ago that killed tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people and flattened numerous buildings, leaving many homeless. A resident in the eastern Cuban city of Guantanamo says his home stood firm, but the furniture shook. He says, quote, "Everyone is really afraid. It's been years since such a big earthquake." Afghanistan's beleaguered president vowed Saturday to prevent further bloodshed as Taliban fighters closed in on Kabul after routing his armed forces over the past 10 days. In a recorded address to the nation, his first since the sweeping offensive, Ashraf Ghani said he wanted to stop the violence as a, quote, "historic mission." The president gave no hint he would resign or take responsibility for the military's collapse, but said the armed forces could be, quote, "remobilized," and consultations were taking place to try to help end the war. But he offered few specifics on what his administration was planning, with government control over Afghanistan all but collapsed. Ghani's speech coming as U.S. Marines are being sent in to oversee an evacuation of embassy employees for thousands of Afghans and their families who fear retribution for working for the United States during its 20-year occupation. Insurgent fighters are now just camped 50 kilometers, 30 miles away from Kabul. This is VOA News. Nearly 2 million Japanese people are being urged to seek shelter as torrential rain triggers floods and landslides in western Japan Saturday, leaving at least one dead and three missing. Authorities in seven regions issued their highest evacuation alert as the weather agency reported unprecedented levels of rain in the area. It's not a mandatory evacuation, but more than 1.8 million residents have been asked to leave their homes immediately, according to public broadcaster NHK. The government says 14 rivers burst their banks and 14 landslides occurred, mainly in western Japan. Downpours are forecast for several more days over a large swath of the country. Scientists say climate change is intensifying the risk of heavy rain in Japan and elsewhere because a warmer atmosphere holds more water. Philippines health minister is facing questions over more than $1 billion in COVID-19 spending and denied on Saturday that any money was stolen, as his department vowed to account for every peso. The country is battling one of Asia's worst coronavirus outbreaks, and the spread of the virulent Delta variant is overwhelming hospitals and healthcare workers, some of which have warned of mass resignations over unpaid wages. The state auditor has flagged, quote, "deficiencies" involving 67.3 billion pesos, or $1.3 billion, casting doubts on the regularity of related transactions in the country's pandemic response. The health ministry said it will submit its explanation, including required documents, to the state auditor next week ahead of a September 27th deadline. Russia on Saturday recorded its highest daily coronavirus death toll for a third day running, as the country continues to struggle with the Delta variant amid sluggish vaccination rates. A government tally shows 819 fatalities over the past 24 hours and more than 22,000 new cases. Russia, the fourth worst hit country in the world in terms of cases, has since mid-June been hit by a new wave of infections driven by the aggressive Delta variant. The new figures bring Russia's total fatalities from COVID-19 to nearly 170,000, the highest toll in Europe, and experts say that's an undercount. Authorities have faced a vaccine-skeptic population, with a poll this week showing that 55% of Russians do not plan on getting inoculated. And repeating again, a major earthquake struck western Haiti on Saturday and was felt across the Caribbean, and some people fled their homes for fear that buildings might collapse. The magnitude 7 earthquake struck about 150 kilometers west of the capital, Port-au-Prince. The country is still recovering from a magnitude 7 earthquake closer to the capital 11 years ago. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.